What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours. Oh, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
Greetings, Funksters, and welcome to the TGIF Show. I'm Bob Stolk, your musical guide on tonight's audio adventure into the genre and subgenres of funk music. And tonight's theme? Funky tunes from 1970. We opened with that classic tune by War, or should I say Eric Burdon and War, from their 1970 debut album, Eric Burdon Declares War. The song was inspired by an accident in which keyboard Lonnie Jordan from the band spilled wine on a mixing board. That must have been nasty. So, did you become an immediate fan of War after hearing that song? And what other tunes were you listening to back in 1970? Possibly these?
Like a bridge over troubled water, close to you.
American woman, stay away from me.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Or how about these tunes?
what I drink. You don't smoke what I smoke. You don't think like I think. You don't joke like I joke.
Started that set off with Archie Bell and the Drells doing a cover of Sam and Dave's tune Wrap It Up. You may remember that band from their 1968 hit Tighten Up. And next was the Funkadelics doing their 1970 tune I Got a Thing off of their debut album Funkadelic, showing off their evolution from soul and doo-wop into a harder guitar-driven mix of psychedelic rock, soul, and funk, much influenced by the popular music and political movements of the time. The Funkadelics were inspired by Jimi Hendrix, Sly Stone, the MC5, and Vanilla Fudge. And their first album with Westbound has been deemed a revealing and unique record that's certainly not short on significance, clearly marking the crossroads between 60s soul and 70s funk. And we ended the set with Gotta Getcha, done by Maceo Parker and All the Kingsmen off of their Doing Their Own Thing album. This was the first band that Maceo formed after he left James Brown, along with his brother Melvin, plus other fellow defectors from the James Brown Review, and you may have remembered this tune from earlier shows. And during this time, James Brown left King Records, which was having money problems, and signed up with Polydor Records, which also helped Brown start People Records, where he started recording music done by Vicki Anderson, Marva Whitney, Lynn Collins, Maceo Parker, Fred Wesley, Bobby Bird, and of course, the JBs. Here to do two tunes, these are the JBs and All Z.
Thank you.
that was the JBs doing Isle Z. A little bit different than what they were playing behind James Brown, wouldn't you say? You're listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSHLP, Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org. And tonight, we're checking out some of the funky tunes that were released in 1970. Another well-known record company releasing funky tunes during 1970 was Stax Records in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah! Here I am, baby. Back again with a brand new thing for all my friends. I got a new dance that was sure enough go. And they're doing this dance from Maine to Mexico. Cool strut, baby. Oh, you're looking good. Cool strut, baby. Like I knew you could. Two balls of mine, one on each side, and the girl in the front, go on, baby, strut between the lines. Cool strut, baby, woo-hoo, you looking good. Cool strut, baby, like I knew you could. Cool strut on, man. Like I knew you could. Now when I say hit it, both lines switch to the other side. Hit it. Woo! Oh yeah, we're gonna do it again. Ready? Come on, baby. Hit it. Woo-wee! Yes, you're looking good. Do the cool strut, baby. Like I know you could. Oh, cool strut, baby. From side to side. Strut any way you want it. Let your conscience be your guide. Come on, Mary. Oh, you and Jean, y'all can strut together. Come on, Sue. You know what to do. Oh, cool strut, baby. Cool strut, baby. Come on now, let the bass line get a little funky. Funk up, bass man, yeah. Oh, get funky for me. Come on, some. Margo, Ben, oh, cool strut, baby. Oh, look out, Jack. Oh, Diane. Come on. Oh, cool. Cool strut, baby. Ha. Keep it clean, G. Oh, cool strut, baby.
Everybody, we gonna sing and dance this evening. I want all you good dancers to come on sing and dance with me this evening. Yeah! You know, the Indians had a thing. Yeah! It was a hip thing. They were singing and dancing. They did a thing something like this. Yeah! You sound so astral pictures this evening. Good God! You know, the Wachus Africans sing and dance. Yeah! But you know what? We the Wake. We gonna show you how to do our thing. We gonna sock it to you. Here we go. Good God.
Everybody come on, sing and dance.
going there. Bend and hobbin. They gon' sock it to your family this evening. Go on, bend and hobbin. Sock it to them. Get it on.
That was quite the funky set. We started off with Bernie Hayes doing the cool strut, and then listening to the Bar K's doing Sang and Dance, and finishing off with good old Rufus Thomas doing the Push and Pull. Just a small sampling of the tunes coming out of Stax before they closed shop in 1976. We're heading into our final set, starting off with a band you all should be familiar with, Tower of Power, and a tune they released in 1970. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. be Superman. Hey, alright, yeah. And when I say I'll be Superman, yeah, I mean I'll do everything I should. Well, that means super good. Oh, yeah, super good. Hey! All right. Don't think I'm trying to dive and blow your mind.
What you doing?
'Cause I keep keeping on that engine number 9. I keep on keeping on, baby. Keep keeping on that engine number 9. I keep on keeping on, baby. Keep keeping on. I've got my ticket. Hey, I'm not trying to please. A saucer like me don't grow on trees. I'm not trying to tease.
That was Myra Barnes doing Super Good, a answer song to James Brown's song Super Bad, which was released earlier that year. And she was backed by the JBs, made up of the Collins brothers, of course. And so, who exactly is Myra Barnes? Also known by her stage name Vicki Anderson, she is an American soul singer, best known for her performances with the James Brown Review. She recorded a number of singles under her birth and stage names. She is also the widow of Bobby Byrd. Anderson joined Brown in 1965, replacing Anna King, and stayed for 3 years as his main female singer until she was replaced by Marva Whitney in 1968. And she rejoined in 1969 after Marva departed, stayed for a further 3 years until 1972, after which Lynn Collins took over for her. Brown claimed in his autobiography that Anderson was the best singer he ever had in his review. In 1970, she released her most famous song, the feminist anthem, The Message from the Soul Sisters. And before her, you heard the song by Kool and the Gang, Kool's Back Again, one of several singles that the band released in 1970. And we started the set off with Tower of Power doing Back on the Streets from their 1970 album East Bay Grease on Bill Graham's San Francisco record label. Yes, you could say that Bill Graham discovered Tower of Power. And here's the story. Back in 1968, when they formed in San Francisco, the band was known as the Motowns. They struggled during 68 and 69. Unfortunately, gigs remained at a premium. And in the summer of 69, in a last-ditch effort to either succeed or break up, the Motowns changed their name, pumped up their music, and applied for an audition at the fabled Fillmore Theater, also known as Fillmore West. That fall in 69, the rejuvenated band, renamed to Tower of Power, appeared at one of the venue's regular audition nights, and the rest is history. And so we come to the end of another audio adventure here on the TGIF show. I hope you've liked revisiting the 70s and hearing the funky tunes that were happening then. I think it's only fitting to end the show with a tune by the man who broke open this genre, James Brown. And until next time, take care, be safe, and most importantly, keep it funky. Bye!
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it is. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself a few. I got soul and I'm super bad. I love to do my thing, and I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice, good God, I jump back, I wanna kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Red, come on. Train, brother!
Or how about these tunes?